the East Coast Swing, and today we're in Washington, D.C.
Woo, we're here.
The TJMS Road Tour continues. Sybil.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning.
Did that sound happy to you?
That sounds very happy to me.
That sounds happy.
Look, we got to take it. She might leave any minute. That was great.
Okay.
Loved it.
Day two. Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on so far? No one's pulling a knife or an ice pick. We're doing good, y'all. We are doing good.
Traffic was tough.
Oh, yeah.
Was tough getting from Richmond to D.C.
Yeah.
Because here in D.C., you had the Washington Nationals playoff games, and you had the Washington Redskins Monday night football game, and everybody from Richmond was coming to the games, and the traffic was tough.
But the way we were in traffic, thank you, player. That's how you do it, huh? That's how you do traffic.
Aretha figured it out.
Yeah, we were on a very nice bus looking at traffic. Yeah. Thank you. That's how you do traffic.
And you know what? Had we flown? Had we flown with
We'd
the time?
We'd have been up in that, man.
With the time that it takes for you to check through and check luggage and get there on time.
We probably would have missed the party.
We would have missed the party.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Aretha figured it out, man.
Nice. Get you a nice bus. Very nice bus.
Very.
Restroom rules, which are you can't
use the restroom in effect.
Until you get to where you're going.
Thank you. Much respect.
Much respect. And Lord knows I had to go.
He kept circling.
Lord knows. I was feeling mighty bad.
But you maintained your composure.
I had to make water.
And to those people on the Po White Parkway, excuse him trying to make water out the window.
Is that what it's called, Po White?
That's what it was for me. That's the sign.
It's been there for years.
I don't know if it's pronounced Po White, but it's spelled P-O-W-H-I-T-E.
One word.
You tell me, Richmond, is it pronounced Po White? Po White Parkway.
Maybe in Virginia it's Po White, but it was.
It looks like Po White.
Yeah, P-O.
W-H-I-T-E.
White. Sybil said, wow, we're on the Po White Parkway.
And the white guy just stayed focused on the road.
He said nothing. He said absolutely.
The white driver just stayed focused on the road. This could get ugly.
Yep.
But my heart was broken. My feelings were hurt as soon as we got to D.C.
Wow.
And across the street from the club for the happy hour, a fire broke out.
As soon as we pulled
A big
up.
One. A big
Six
one.
Alarmer.
I'm like, and player, Jay, your work is strong here, man.
Stronger.
Dang, player. A fire? Seriously?
You just get to town.
We just got it. It's across the street from the happy hour.
But did it stop there?
No. Then?
Then the game.
What? The Redskins? Now, you can't put that on me. No, nothing could have helped the Redskins last night.
I'm seeing a trail of destruction wherever he goes.
Not even the referees could have helped.
They were really trying to help me. I mean, we're trying to help you out. We called back six touchdowns. Come on now.
If it wasn't for the referees, the score would have been much.
It could have been more.
They called back so many.
Yeah.
That was, and you're going to put that on me.
Well,
it's like the guy on those television shows where if he shows up, somebody dies. And he says, I don't know how all these people died. I couldn't tell you. But
the force is strong with that one.
It's so strong in this one. Yes, it is.
Hey, but you're not saying anything about the Washington Nationals. They won their playoff game.
Yeah,
that's my work.
They win tonight or they go home.
Okay, we got it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Win tonight?
Okay.
Where they playing?
I think they're in San Francisco.
Good. All right. Yeah, my work stretches from Washington to San Francisco.
Uh-oh.
Talk to me tomorrow.
Okay.
No problem. Okay. No problem. How's Baltimore doing?
They're good.
Yeah.
Ooh, praise God.
Yeah. We're going there today.
We're on our way to Baltimore today.
Today, yeah.
If there's an earthquake.
Some...
a tsunami or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
Okay. Ebola.
More Ebola, huh?
Ebola.
Houston. Got a case in Houston.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're testing. Right? They're testing.
Okay. They won't say it's a...
Right.
It's a full-blown case.
It's a low risk.
What they call... What's low risk of Ebola?
Yeah.
Like a little bit pregnant, huh?
What's low risk?
They're being monitored.
Like they say, a mild heart attack.
Yeah.
A heart attack's a heart attack or a mild stroke. Low risk Ebola.
In a Houston suburb, and so they say that this one person is... being monitored for possible Ebola at
from
a Houston
African descent?
Area. This one is a is at the I don't know about the condition. I only know about the condition. I don't know the background. I know that there has been a confirmed case in Spain of a nurse.
A nurse?
Yeah, she was in Sierra Leone.
Oh.
And her husband is also being quarantined as a result. So,
and how is Thomas Duncan doing? The guy in Dallas?
Not good.
Yesterday he was in bad shape.
Yeah.
And
what's the story with him, Sybil?
Oh God, the story changes.
It's a long
every
story,
day.
Huh? It changes.
So
it
he
changes.
Was coming over here to marry his girlfriend,
baby mama.
To marry his baby mama. He was coming over here to marry his baby
so
mama.
So is it that he was coming here to marry her? Was it that he was coming for someone else's wedding? Was it he was coming to see his girlfriend? Was it he was just coming for a visit with family? There are
so many stories, huh?
Yeah, a number of stories about why he was here and how.
Is there a story that he took someone to the hospital?
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, that is the story that's been consistent. Even when he said that he had not been in contact with someone, he apparently took his neighbor, a young pregnant woman, to the hospital. They did not accept her, but apparently, yeah, he had to bring her back home, and she did have
this
Ebola.
This is
in Liberia.
Liberia.
Monrovia, in the area of Monrovia, Liberia. And she was pregnant, she had Ebola. And she subsequently passed. He went on to the United States, where we know what happened there. Why he was in the United States, why he is in the United States, those different stories, marriage, girlfriend, family.
Different story.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting a lot of stories, but a lot of it is just very unhappy with the way this all played out. And a lot of shame on you to the Texas Presbyterian Hospital. Because of the way that they turned him away, and they could have avoided a lot of this.
And how you feeling, Sib?
No, I'm fine. I really am good. I'm really good, and I feel bad because you're confronted by a number of Africans are saying, you know, we don't all have, you know, some sort of infectious disease, and I know that, but it's very difficult for you not to be concerned about the transmission of this disease.
But you feel okay?
I feel fine.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm really good.
All right. All right.
I'll see you. And I'll
and
raise you.
But you're seeing a lot of masks out there. Are you not? Are you not seeing people wearing masks?
You
seeing
masks? You seeing masks?
Yes.
People wearing masks?
Yeah. And still, as Dr. Rachel said, we have a lot of questions about how this is spread. And what if, the question is, what if it is an airborne disease?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it is airborne. It flew from Liberia to the United States.
Yeah.
That's airborne enough for me.
That's for me, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're in Washington, D.C. today, Baltimore tomorrow, Philly, and then Atlantic City. We're on the road.